Haribo, Hare Krishna. I just want to first address my audience who speaks English and who looks at the Mayapur TV. Very honored to have this Gaura Lila Katha for all of you. It will be in the English language and we will start now. I just wanted to make one announcement for our German-speaking audience in German, so don't switch off, I will soon be back in English. Ich wollte ganz kurz euch sagen, dass der Veden, der Vasati Verlag, so heißt er, ein Verlag von Kalakanta und Prema Mayirate, soviel ich weiß, dieses Buch über das Leben und die Lehren von Dhruva Maharaj herausgebracht hat. Allerdings für Kinder. Das ist ein Kinderbuch mit tollen Illustrationen und bunt und alles. War ebenso kindergerecht. Und dass dieses Buch ab sofort erhältlich ist hier auf dem Schloss, im Vedenshop und in Goloka Dham und auch auf Amazon, den großen Buchverlag. Das ist bestimmt gut. Ich merke das immer, wenn ich diese Kindervorlesung gebe, dass die dann am lebhaftesten sind, wenn die Kinder schon etwas wissen von zu Hause. Und das ist also etwas für Großmama und Mama, dass es den Kleinen das näher bringt. Also ich wurde gebeten, diese Ansage zu machen, dass ihr für eure Kinder ein bisschen schaut. Gut. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
About the difference between finding relief and finding shelter. When we speak of relief or the Linderung or vielleicht Ablenkung, we mean something like when I'm hungry, I find relief after I've eaten. Or if I'm extremely tired, I find relief when I can finally take a rest. Or if I feel lonely, I find relief in good company. Finding relief does not really fulfill the needs of the soul. It may fulfill the needs of the body and the mind, but it does not fulfill the soul. Only finding shelter, true shelter, fulfills the need of the soul or our deepest need. I feel in modern times, devotees are often trying to find relief And that is certainly necessary, but they mistake it for finding shelter. For instance, you can nowadays devotees find relief, if they have some good income maybe, or a relief is if I have some clarity about who I am by taking help from psychology. Relief is when after long work year, I make some holidays in Mallorca. It is relieving. It has its value. Please do not think it does not have its value. But finding shelter is something different. Finding shelter where our soul feels is when our soul is connected with the Lord and feels the connection. I may just waste my whole life in finding relief, and this problem is there, then I counteract it with this relieving measure, and the next problem comes, I take another relieving measure. But when I ask myself, has my soul found peace? Have I found shelter? And I cannot answer this question with a glowing yes. Then my life has only been very partially successful. And it, also nur sehr teilhaftig. We are trying to conduct these Goralila evenings with the idea that hopefully devotees will, by hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful of all avatars, that they feel inspired to take shelter at his lotus feet, and in this way solve the problems of material existence. So today I feel very inspired. It's always every time I hear I have a Goralila evening, I'm thinking, oh, what can I really say which is new for the devotees, which touches their heart and in a memorable way, and which will empower them in their spiritual life. And I think this time, by Krishna's mercy, I was extremely gifted. The great mercy for gift has come, and I'm very happy to share with you something which enlivens and inspires me totally. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, he was only 24 years old. And his mother was extremely sad that now she would not see her Nimai. On their last meeting, Mother Sachi said, "My dear Nimai, I know that it is your desire to leave Navadvip and all the devotees here. But can I ask you to go to the town of Jagannath Puri, which is not so far away from Navadvip, so that we can regularly hear about you?" And she said, "Navadvip and Puri are like two rooms of the same house, not so far away from each other. So whatever happens in Puri can eventually be known in Navadvip, and vice versa." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's also called the devotee of his mother, it's interesting, Matri Bhakta, no? The Matri Bhakta, he gave that promise. Now all the devotees in Puri had heard that there was a promise which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. In the promise that he would stay in Puri, and they automatically thought that he will not leave the holy Dham. But one day Gauranga Mahaprabhu came. The Ishtagosti, the assembly of the Vaishnavas, and said, I want to go to South India. And Lord Nityananda said, but you have given a promise. You cannot leave us. You cannot leave Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, only for a short time I want to go. Only for a very short time. Then Nityananda said, may we know the purpose why you want to go. And Lord Chaitanya said, I want to go to search for my brother Vishwarup, who left me when I was very young. Nityananda said, O Mahaprabhu, everyone knows that Vishwarup has attained Krishna. In the old times, you would never say he died. You would say he has attained Krishna, or he has attained Mother Ganga, because people's ashes would be thrown into Mother Ganga. So Nityananda said, everyone knows that he gave up his body. That's another way to say. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so I have heard, but I feel it is the duty of the brother to look for another brother. I must find out myself. It is my sacred duty. So then Lord Nityananda said, all right, then let us go. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, I will go alone. You, my devotees here in Puri, have made me a slave by your affection. You, Nityananda, always chant and dance. You seem you have forgotten that I need to be sometimes alone and search for Krishna. And Jagadananda, you protest that I want to live a simple life and you always want to offer me a good bedding and good food. And you, Mukunda, you always look sad when you see my renunciation. So, by all of this, you have made me a slave of your affection. Do you know this sometimes? That there are, that maybe someone loves you so much that they don't let you go? I know I come to one home, I will not say it, which home it is, not here in New European, not in Germany. The family always says, have you eaten enough? And then I've already eaten three times. And they say, no, fourth time. You look so skinny. And when you hear this, you feel bound by their love and affection. And you feel, I really don't want to eat anything, but maybe I have to eat something. Huh? Do you know this? Or you can't move. They say, stay a few days longer. And you, so long. And you want to know, but you are a slave of affection. You know what I'm speaking about? Yes. So Mahaprabhu said, you have all made me a slave of your affection, but I'm a free man. I am a sannyasi. I need to go. This was strong. This was the first time Mahaprabhu had said such a thing. And then the devotees all had an Easter ghosti and they consulted amongst each other if they could give the permission. Finally, Lord Nityananda spoke and he said, if you go alone, there can be a great problem. When you are overwhelmed with love for Krishna, You may dance so much that your danda flows one direction, your kamandalu, your water pot flows another direction, and then you may lay on the ground for 5 long days without eating and sleeping. This is possible. So at least allow us to give you one person who comes with you and who carries your water pot and your danda and your extra set of clothes and who is there when you are overwhelmed with ecstasy. Do you know who that person was? A new man.
Ishan?
No, Ishan is an old servant, but that's you're very close. What? I'm sorry?
Kali?
Very similar. Kala Krishna Das. I think you were thinking of Kala Krishna Das. A new person who didn't have such a strong relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that caused a little problem, but we won't deal with this now. So the devotees all came together on the day. They had gone with Lord Chaitanya up to Alalanath, which is 11 kilometers from Puri. There was a huge, huge kirtan, where from all directions the people came. They had heard Gauranga Mahaprabhu is there saying goodbye, and they cried, and some of the devotees fainted and never got up. I mean, after some time they got up. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled in South India. It was not a short travel. It took him 2 long years. 2 years in which the devotees were totally looking for him everywhere. While he was on the road, he chanted one song which means basically, Krishna, please protect me. Please, Krishna, care for me. He didn't make any arrangements for his food or staying anywhere. When we go on a journey, we make sure we have spotted the cheapest hotels. Some of us will spot the hotels who have for sure cooling air, air condition. Lord Chaitanya just went. And he chanted, please Krishna, you make arrangement, not the internet, not my hotel reservations. You may please make my arrangement. And he chanted, Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Ram,
Does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu look? Well, he's only 25 years old. He has a lovely face, has a very effulgent golden complexion, and is dressed in saffron-colored garments, but not long garments, very short. He has a very short cloth like this, covering his loins, and a very short little shawl around him. There he is on the road. His arms are raised, and he chants, "Krishna, please take care of me. I have given my life in your hands." He chants Pahimam, which means protect and maintain me. Palaka means maintain me, take care of me. And for any possible dangers, he says, "Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama." Raksha means protect me. When someone looked at Lord Chaitanya, he was immediately moved to tears. His expression was so soft, so gentle, and there was a certain pathos in his voice. Do you know what is pathos? I think we know what is ethos. Pathos means a certain urge, a certain sadness, a certain, in Deutsch we would say, Dringlichkeit, and it was very, very full with emotions. He moved around totally intoxicated. Do you know what was his intoxication?
Mahamantra.
Yeah, it was love. He was intoxicated by love, not by anything else. He was moved by one idea which pressed him forward. Where are you, Krishna? He wanted to find Krishna. When worldly people saw him, like you and me, they noticed he was a person destined for the highest post in society. He was a very, very elevated brahmana. His features were very fine. He had a natural charisma around him. You know, when you see people who have a charisma, you go like, "Ooh!" They have not even said anything, but the charisma gets to it. But now this jewel of the twice born, it eats from leaves, and his water he drinks from a broken shell of a coconut. So simple. He moves through jungles, sleeps under trees, is in these ant-infested thatched cottages, also diese kleinen Blätterhütten, wo du nur rote Ameisen auf dem Boden siehst. He eats a handful of rice. And often he fasts through the whole night and just leans against a tree and calls out his heart, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, where are you?" While Kala Krishna Das sleeps before his feet, totally exhausted. Soon the news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels went all over South India. Any village he arrived to was full of visitors. They wanted to see this. One definition is this golden volcano of love. A volcano always runs over from time to time. So Mahaprabhu would, his love, his prema bhakti, would run over to those fortunate souls who were standing nearby. So they wanted to experience this and so on. Now I want to ask you, Lord Chaitanya has, what do you think was his purpose? Why did he want to go to South India? He had given a reason which his associates would have to accept. His reason was to search for his brother Vishwarupa and his possible demise, as sein Scheiden, to check into this. But that was only a reason so that he could escape Puri. What was his real reason?
To meet
a very special devotee. Mm-hmm. Any other?
To spread the
Sangatan movement and liberate everyone. And that is what he did. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted on the road Hari Hari, or Krishna 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 Krishna, hey, and only Krishna Krishna. And then people who would see him would leave their work in the fields and go to him and run to him, and he would look into their face and blissfully call out, "Chant Hari!" And anyone who was addressed like this chanted Hari. Then they followed him for some time. We are reminded of the biblic statements that people used to follow Jesus like this. That's at least how we hear in the Bible, or in the New Testament. So the people followed him, totally attracted by his personality. Then Mahaprabhu turned around and embraced them. And then such a person was embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Something happened which can not really be fully described. What happens to you when someone embraces you? You feel something in the heart, no? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he embraced them, everyone who was embraced felt such a love of Godhead that they went home to their villages, and they also addressed people, "Chant Hari!" People who were met by these people who again had been met by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were chanting. It is said whole villages went mad in love of Godhead. This is good madness, by the way. And others who came to inspect these villages were totally ecstatic themselves. I would like to give you an example. Imagine a person goes into an area where there are no trees and plants a mango seed there, and then he returns after a decade or so, 10 years, and he sees that at the place where he put the seed in the ground, a wonderful mango tree is there with fruits. This is what happened in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South India travel. He planted the seed of Krishna consciousness everywhere, and whole villages ate the fruits of love of Godhead. It said Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes this.
When Lord Chaitanya said Krishna, Krishna, people were attracted and followed him. But when he embraced them, the love of Godhead entered their heart to a degree that they were empowered to spread Krishna Bhakti to everyone who came in contact with them. You need to some empowerment in order to touch people's heart. And this was given by Lord Chaitanya by his embrace. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes about this, this phenomena. He says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his full Shakti when he was in Navadvip. But he manifested all his Shaktis in South India and liberated all people there. So I would like to now describe to you a typical visit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one village and show you a little bit the program of Mahaprabhu. A program what he had, what he did in village after village, so that you can understand how he spread Krishna consciousness. I think if you will follow what Mahaprabhu follow the program which Mahaprabhu gave to those people in the villages, you will feel very encouraged. You will know most of it you do, you just might have to do a little fine-tuning here and there, which will help you to just go into the details and have more result in your spiritual practice. I will read directly. Krishnadas Kaviraj says to us, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mode of preaching has been explained, and I shall not repeat the explanation. In whichever village the Lord entered, his behavior was the same. So what was that, what did Mahaprabhu do, and how did he spread Krishna consciousness? So listen very carefully. Kurmana Mrisei Grame Vaidika Brahmana Bahu Shraddha Bhakti Koile Prabhuranimtana. In one village there was a Vedic Brahmana named Kurma. With great respect and devotion, he went to the Lord and said, My Lord, please be my guest. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that Brahmin's house, all the family members were there and washed his lotus feet. And after they had carefully collected each drop, they drank in big quantities the water which had washed his lotus feet. Then, with great affection and respect, the Kurma Brahmana made Lord Chaitanya eat various foodstuffs. And when Lord Chaitanya had finished, they all the family members gathered around the plate and ate the remnants very respectfully. The Brahmana could feel the effect of the remnants. It was like swallowing liquid ecstasy. And he could see, my God, this Brahmana is something else. And he prayed, Oh my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma. And now these very lotus feet have come into my house. Today my family is blessed. My birth is blessed. My wealth is blessed because you have come. I only have one desire. Can anyone imagine what could have been the desire of this Brahmana? Yes.
He wants to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He wants to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life. Imagine Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come through Neuruppin. And we would meet him. We would eat the remnants from his plate and drink his Abhishek water. Wow! Maybe we would leave our white BMW behind and want to go with the Lord, or our Seat car and our happy thing. I think when something is so overwhelming that you feel, I met the Lord of my heart, for whom I joined the Hare Krishna movement. If you feel this is now fulfilled, you know, I've reached my goal. I don't know how we would react to this. So I think we can understand the Brahman. But Lord Chaitanya became very strong. He replied, "Don't speak like that ever again. Better you remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always." Very strong. "Don't come with me. Stay at home. You will reach me by chanting." This also, when the Yagyik Brahman, the wives of the Brahmanas, came to Krishna with very well cooked foodstuffs, they wanted to stay with Krishna, but he said, "You cannot obtain me by staying in my physical proximity, meiner physischen Nähe. You have to chant my glories. You have to worship me." So Lord Chaitanya said, I want you that you instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which some of you read daily. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. And then he said to him, he gave him a promise. If you follow this instruction, your materialistic life at home, it's translated here as materialistic way, it means your vishaya taranga, your enjoying this world, will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, what was it again? Three things. Chanting. Then?
Instructing.
First comes reading yourself, the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and then instructing others. Talking about this to others. You will become a spiritual master and you can liberate everyone in this land. So this was the practice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then something very special happened. I would like that we meditate a little bit about that which we have heard already, and then we will continue in a moment.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishnadas Kaviraj, as I said, has described this as the prototype program of Mahaprabhu. He said, "Thus I have described to you the Lord's behavior elaborately in the case of Kurma. In this way you will know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings throughout India." He always did this. He did not wish to give to take people along with him. He said, "You cannot attain me by this physical proximity. You should meet me in the holy name, in the Bhagavad Gita, and in the Bhagavatam. You will meet me there on every page if you read in the proper way, and you will meet me also when you follow my instructions and my request to instruct people about what I have told you." I think some of us who had will remember that time in when they were actively spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Maybe they lived in a temple, maybe they went on a bus program or Sankirtan. And we all know when, at the time when we surrendered to the order of the Lord, we felt very close and protected by Him, because that's the way one can meet the Lord. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this program. He would stay overnight, and in the next morning, very early after bathing, he would start anew. He would sometimes stay in temples, but sometimes also just somewhere on the roadside. So that night he had stayed in Koma's house, and somehow the news of this extraordinary personality had reached the lepra place, which was before the village. There was a place where those who were infected by lepra stayed, and amongst them there was amongst these ill people who had lepra was one very, very special Vaishnava. His name was Vasudev. He was sick, and his body really, it's always said, melted away. Don't want to describe to you in detail, but it's really a very painful and miserable life. And Vasudev was known for his unparalleled charity. You can give charity with words, by wishing well. You can also give charity with wealth, by giving donations. But you can give also charity with your whole body. And Vasudev did this. He had some worms which were in his open wounds. And whenever he was overcome by ecstatic emotion and danced so hard that the worms fell out and were on the floor, he felt compassion. He felt, these are without any food now. They have to die. I have this useless body. I can somehow take care of these worms, and I can somehow be food for them, and in this way be useful. This is the idea of a human being. He wants to be useful for other human beings. So Vasudev did this in an unparalleled way. I think no one of us can imagine it. But he had heard about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he came early next morning to meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But the Lord had left already. When he heard that the Lord had left, he shouted, "O Krishna, have you given me entirely up? Already I have left her. See, but have you bereft me now of this opportunity to meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu?" And he fainted. Now Lord Chaitanya was already quite some way down the road, and somehow he became aware of this crying of Vasudev, and he returned and appeared again at the place of his host Koma. And when he saw Vasudev, the leper, he could see that this person had served Krishna his whole life. He could see that he was so humble and devoted that he wanted to take care of others, even if they happened to be worms. Look, just imagine this extent of the charity of Vasudev. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have it here, came and said, "Here I am." And then Vasudev saw the Lord for whom he had cried. All of a sudden, in before him, he quoted one verse which is very, very symptomatic for pure devotees. He said, it's a verse which had been spoken earlier by Sudama. You may remember, Sudama was a brahmana who had visited Lord Krishna in Dwaraka. And when he came to Krishna, he thought Krishna must have forgotten him. But he was astonished that not only had Krishna forgotten him, Krishna said, "Sudama, where were you? Where were you?" And he took him by his hand, and Krishna, who was overwhelmed with affection, brought him into his private quarters, his sleeping room, where only Rukmini had access to, and set him on his bed, and just was so kind to Sudama that Sudama said, "Are, who am I? A sinful imitation of a Brahmana. And who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all six opulences. Nonetheless, Krishna has come to me with his arms and embraced me." It is said when the great poet Surdas left his body, he somehow moved to the banks of the Yamuna and he paid his obeisances into the sand of the Yamuna and stayed there with his chest touching the sand. And great devotees came and said, Surdas, why do you want to die in this position? Normally, we lay on our back, and but you lay on your chest. And Sudama then Surdas sang his last poem, and after this poem he died. In the poem he said, "My Lord is so kind. He never forgets even the smallest amount of service rendered by his devotee. When he sees that a soul finally turns to him, he comes around him and cannot let go of him. He dances with joy around that person. How can I ever turn my back to such a kind Lord?" What he meant, it's a poetic language, he meant Krishna has walked here, his feet have touched the banks of the river Yamuna. We say Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Now we sing this. He walks on the banks of the Yamuna. How can I now lie with my back on that same sand? I will turn my back to my Lord. I have to be with my chest. This is why I die on my belly. This is a devotees. These are devotees. So Brahmana, the Vasudev said, "Oh merciful Lord, such a mercy can be found only in you." And then he said, "You embraced me. All people, including my children, my own wife, cannot come close to me because I smell so bad. You know, the open wounds on my body smell so much. Anyone who comes close and smells the air which comes from my body gets lepra also. It's like pest, with a smallpox, a pest. How do we say pest? You know, that disease which wiped out 1/3 of Europe in the medieval time, or was it 2/3? Pestilence. But you have not only come back when I called for you, you have embraced me. My body, which is oozing, wo das nur so raustropft, ne? And then he looked on his body. And he said, Where's my body? The body was healthy, like someone who goes to fitness. It was with muscles, it was with health, with the good circulation. It looked beautiful, well formed, and so on. And then the Brahmana said, "Ah, you have given me a new body. just by your embrace. You've given me a new life. And he thought, my Lord, I'm not so advanced. Now where my body looks so attractive, I might identify with it.
You know, like when we see, when we eat less, our body becomes more attractive and we like to talk a lot about it and think a lot about it, you know, because we are a little identified with the body.
Normal. Vasudev didn't want that. He didn't want this identification with something which you lose today or tomorrow or in 100 years. So he said, it was better before when I was not healthy, because then I did not have any identification. I didn't have any deha, what is the word? Identification with it. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him. He said, to protect you from false identification, you must chant the Hare Krishna mantra incessantly. It means don't stop. By doing so, you will not become unnecessarily proud. And then he gave him the same advice. Read Gita, read the Bhagavatam, and preach it, spread it, and in this way, don't worry, Lord Krishna will soon accept you. He said, I will be with you in this place. I mean, Krishna, I will be with you all this. So I just wanted to end this katha by again asking all of us to focus on this instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We had earlier quoted Krishna, who said, not by physical proximity can you attain me, but you can attain me by hearing about me. Then he said, by meditating about me, by praising my glories, kirtan, and by worshipping my deities. These four things he said to the yakik brahmanas, the wives of the brahmanas, can help you to reach me. But now Lord Chaitanya says something similar. Don't go with me. Follow my request. Chant, read Gita and Bhagavatam, and then spread it for the mission of others. Now, Prabhupada writes an interesting comment on this. He says, this is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come to us and ask whether they have to give up family life to join the society. But that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then if one is a little literate, also das heißt, wenn man ein bisschen lesen kann, and can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is so much the better. So much better. These works are now available in an English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. So this simple program is given. I must say, I feel very, very encouraged because, see, there I have been invited to a meeting in Mayapur by the leadership of our society to give my input on how will the Krishna consciousness as a movement go on after all the leaders are either too old or left the body. What will happen at the new generation? And how do we make sure that they keep Prabhupada's instruction alive? And there will be many devotees who will talk on this, but I plan to give this contribution, that just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested people to stay where they are and do these three things, just like this, I think we can enliven people in the age of quarrel to do these simple things, to associate with each other at their home and feel the presence of Krishna in their life and thus be nourished. I think this is very good, and this is my experience. We just had a guest, a wonderful guest, and we met in that one evening, and we just sat together, chanted, and we spoke about Krishna to our heart satisfaction. In that moment we could feel something which I spoke about in the beginning of this Gaurakatha. We felt the difference between relief and shelter. There is a huge difference between feeling relief and the feeling which one has when one feels one has finally arrived at his spiritual home and feels the shelter. Relief, eine Erleichterung, which one feels when one is with interesting people, or then one doesn't feel bored any longer. Or one feels relief if one was very hungry and one has a good meal. Oof, so relieving. One feels relieved when the husband or the wife is full of understanding and there is a good relationship going on. There are many things which give us relief in this material existence. When we read a good book which inspires us, which makes us think and understand things deeper, it's a relief. But shelter, that is something else. And it provides a satisfaction which is many, many times more than just finding relief in our life, which is so much in this material world, which is defined as going, it's called the waves of sense gratification. Waves means sometimes you are up on a wave and sometimes you are down. Sense gratification is a wave, vishaya taranga. No? There is relief when we are up on the for some time. Woo! everything is nice, the meal is nice, or the body is more healthy and so on. But then, rest assured, the valley, because we are in the world of polarities, we will again see when we are ill in our body, or when there will be misunderstanding and so on. Vishaya taranga, there is relief and there is disappointment, relief and disappointment and so on. But when you have found shelter, when you are in a more deeper place in your life, when you are no longer in the waves of the polarities, then you will find that inner strength which helps you to be satisfied in happiness and in unhappiness. Doesn't affect you any longer, because you are no longer in the waves, you are down in the bottom of the ocean, you are deep. Hare Krishna. So I want to just chant for just a few minutes and then end this, but I have a very important announcement at the end which will give ecstasy and pleasure to the hearts of the Vaishnavas. Yes. go a little higher.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, I will say goodbye now to my international audience and switch over to the German language, because my announcement, I can say it briefly and then say goodbye to you. My announcement concerns a very auspicious event for the Dharmakasa. It is the arrival of Radha Kunya Bihari. I do not really know what the responsible pujaris have discussed, but it will be in about 1.5 weeks or so, when the deities will come and reside here at the castle. It will be something wonderful. So please stay tuned in. But I want to now address this in the German language, because it concerns we are more for here. So thank you very much for being with us. Hare Krishna.